This episode of Louisville Family Fun is brought to you by LearningRx, helping struggling students change their brains through intense one-on-one training. LearningRx strengthens the cognitive skills students need to think faster, learn easier, read better, and improve their attention. And that means better performance in the classroom. Train the brain, get smarter, LearningRx.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Welcome to the Louisville Family Fun Podcast. I'm Stephanie White.
And I'm Maggie Kimberl.
And we're your hosts weekly on Louisville.am.
I'm bored!
Hey, enough of that. There's no boredom with Lou Fam Fun. Hello, it's Stephanie White from LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. And thank you for tuning in to our podcast here on a Friday morning. I hope this finds you well and that you are preparing for the weekend. Are you so excited about the weekend? Now, when this is coming out, we're in the middle of spring. It's wonderful. We've had such a long, hard winter. And I really hope that you're using LouisvilleFamilyFun.net to find all of your family fun, get outdoors, pick a new park, hike a new hike, whatever it may be, do something. And remember, it doesn't have to cost you a ton of money. So we have a new option. Say it does rain, you know, it is the spring or it's this summer coming up. And guess what? In July, you're going to be sick of the heat. So you might want an indoor option. That's going to be coming up here with Maggie Kimberl. She's going to tell you about the new Louisville Water Tower Museum. Now I'm going to give you a little insight into it. I went and explored it with one of their lovely employees, Kelly Deering Smith. She took me on a tour of the Louisville Water Tower's new Waterworks Museum, and I thought it was really, really cool. What I like about it is, one, the location. A lot of families I know downtown, I don't have a problem going downtown. I love the buzz of being downtown and taking my kids there. Maybe it's because I grew up outside of New York City and I just love the feel of going into the city. But I know some families don't like to do that all that often. So this is a great non-downtown option, but, you know, by the river and easy for parking and all that stuff. What I also love about the location is they have such a big grassy area and it's right next to the Kingfish on the water. So you could eat outside there. You could take a picnic and picnic outside after you go on your tour and explore the museum. It's really nice location. Plus, the history behind it is just incredible. And that's one of the things about going to see this Waterworks Museum is because we drive by that big, tall, white water tower and might wonder about it, wonder how old it is. Kids ask questions. They can get the questions answered. So what I would recommend is for the Louisville Water Tower, I think it would be great for a group. So if you have a mom's group that you're in or your child's in elementary school, preschool, middle school, and you're looking for, I need a different field trip option or something like that, I think this is fantastic because the rates are going to be good. You know, you have the space outside, like I said, that you could picnic afterwards, either on the big lawn area towards Zorn or on the riverside. They have some spots there where you can sit down and have a picnic, or you could play some fun field games outside afterwards. So I think that's a really good option. So if you can think of a group that you're in and you want to go with your kids on a field trip or part of this group or a homeschool group or your kids in your neighborhood, call up the Waterworks Museum and see about coordinating a group trip. I think it's great for the public to go and check it out as well. It's a really interesting museum, but it's not all that large. So I think to get the best out of your trip is to go when you can have a special trip with a group and they have maybe an educator there who does some extra hands-on experiences during the museum trip to really help the kids get engaged in it. Because I know I'm such a like history geek and stuff that I'd enjoy going by myself and watching the movie and reading everything and can really absorb the knowledge that way. But for little kids, I think the group setting would be the best based on what she showed me and based on what she explained regarding those group trips. I think that would be awesome. So just remember that everywhere in Louisville you go, there's going to be something for you to do. Whether you're wanting to head downtown, like I said, because you love it, there's museums down there. There's museums, you know, across the river in southern Indiana. There's going to be historical places that you can go visit. And then right off of River Road on Zorn Avenue now, we have a new museum. You know, there's hidden little gems down on the riverside, down in the south end, you know, the Farnsley Mormon Landing. There's all sorts of places to explore. So don't get the idea that it's in one specific area of town. There's probably something by you, the American Printing House for the Blind right there in Crescent Hill. I mean, you never know. So check it out. Make sure you follow LouisvilleFamilyFun.net because you know that we have all this information. And so if there's something special going on in any of these places, we put it on our calendar. That's the easiest way to find it. You don't have to find it. We did, okay? That's how it goes. So thank you so much for tuning in. Coming up with Maggie Kimbrell is going to be, like I said, the Waterworks Museum. So listen in for that. And again, thank you so much to our sponsors, LearningRx. Make sure you call them up. Use the word podcast so that you can get $100 off of your tuition or enrollment there at LearningRx. I know with the summer coming up, a lot of parents are thinking of bridging the academics from the end of the year into the fall. And LearningRx might just be perfect for you. How about an anagram or something like that, or one of these brain teasers? Let's think of a brain teaser having to do with water. Ask your kids right now, how many words can you come up with using the letters from the word water? There we go. Thank you. And tune in. Here comes Maggie Kimbrell with Waterworks Museum.
Are your children struggling in school? Do you really know why? At LearningRx, we specialize in turning guesswork into knowledge and frustration into success. Call LearningRx today to schedule an affordable cognitive skills test. Discover how LearningRx can help make learning easier. Get tested. Know why. LearningRx.
Save $100 on a cognitive skills test at LearningRx by calling 423-3713 and using the promo code podcast. Call 423-3713, promo code podcast.
Welcome back to the Louisville Family Fun Podcast here on Louisville.am. I am your host, Maggie Kimbrell. With me today is Channa Newman from the Water Company, the Louisville Water Company. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. She is here to tell us today a little bit about the newly renovated Louisville Water Tower Park.
Exactly.
And you have, it looks really cool from the pictures on the website. So you have this whole hands-on museum now where you can take the kids and learn about water treatment.
Exactly.
Which, you know, it sounds like, why would I take my kids to learn about water? But I took my kids to the Open Gatehouse at Crescent Hill this summer, mm-hmm. and they were just beside themselves. They beg every time we drive by there now, Mommy, can we go to the Open Gatehouse? Mommy, can we go to the Open? They loved it. Kids are really into that kind of stuff. So what kinds of hands-on activities can the kids do at the museum?
Right. So we have the new Waterworks Museum inside of pumping station number 1, which is the original facility for the water company when we first pumped water in 1860. So you can go inside and learn everything you ever wanted to know about water in our city. You know, the water company's history is a lot like Louisville's history. We kind of grew mm-hmm. up along with the city. So it's a great place for kids and for adults to find out all kinds of cool things about water, everything from why did we need a water company to begin with, mm-hmm. all the way up through how do we filter water? So they can go in and pick up test tubes and wow. look at dirty water and try to figure out what's inside those
and
tubes.
And figure out all the different stages that we go through.
Exactly.
Now, because I am super nerdy, I have actually watched a very long documentary on KET about the Louisville Water Company and the history of the Louisville Water Company.
Okay.
And it is fascinating. We actually have one of the oldest water treatment
programs. The water tower is actually the oldest standing water tower still in the country.
Wow.
So very cool. Over 150 years.
And we also have probably one of the more advanced water treatment facilities.
Actually, lots of people from all over the world come here to see what we do. It's really a model, and our filtration process is really what people look at when they look at how to filter water now.
And time after time, we win all these awards for how good our water tastes right out of the tap.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
It's great. We hear lots of people telling us that their kids go away to college and they come home and they're like, oh, can I take a gallon of water back to school with me?
Wow, that's great. So you've got the whole new Waterworks Museum, and it's not just a kid's space, is it? Are there other exhibits as well?
The museum has actually three parts. It has the exhibit space itself, which is where all of the text panels and the archived pieces and all the really cool flasks to look at water and stuff like that are in there. Then there's also a small theater as part of it, and you can go in and pick a selection, a little touchpad selection, and watch one of five videos that I think are really interesting. Everything from, you know, how we actually created this museum space and renovated the whole thing to learning about the natural disasters that have happened down there or here in the city, the 1937 flood.
Oh, wow.
You know, the 1974 tornado.
I was down at the Portland Museum not too long ago, and they have a bunch of old newsreel footage of the 1937 flood. And it was amazing because you hear about it. You know, it's part of our lexicon here in Louisville. It's like part of our cultural history.
Right.
And you hear about it over and over and over again. But to actually see the old newsreel footage, it was absolutely fascinating.
It's amazing. It is amazing to see. And there are lots of places throughout our facility where you can, where it will be noted to the visitors that, you know, the water was this high in 1937.
Wow.
So you get a guided tour as part of your trip there as well. You get to go into the current pumping station and inside the water tower itself too as part of your visit. So
can you go up to the top?
No, we get asked that question a lot. Especially, it seems like third grade boys want to know that more than anybody.
That seems about right. Seems about right. So you can actually see the pumping station and how it works.
Exactly. So on the top of every hour during the open hours, we actually lead a guided tour into the current pumping station. And inside there is an old steam engine. It's one of the coolest things.
That is so cool.
Absolutely.
My kids would totally be into that. The gatehouse thing blew them away when we went to the open gatehouse at Crescent Hill, and I think they would totally dig this. So you can actually do you lead science experiments? Do you do anything interactive like that?
For special events, we will.
Okay.
We're going to have hopefully lots and lots of fun family-centered activities. So on those special dates, we would certainly have extra staff on hand, educators on hand to really do some hands-on experiments and maybe make a filter or learn about the cool properties of water, all that kind of stuff.
That sounds really neat. And you'll do a lot of festivals at the Water Tower Park, don't you?
We do. We do. Actually, what's interesting is this will be the first year in a long, long time that the Louisville Water Company has actually taken over renting this facility out for all these events. Yes. We actually had a tenant that was in our space since back in the 70s. Louisville Visual Art Association was in our space.
So they're not there anymore.
They are not there anymore.
Oh, okay.
They wanted to get closer to Main Street, and they've got new digs. And so now we have our space back. And so we will be hosting all of those types of events now. The Bluegrass Festival, the Buy Local.
My kids loved the Bluegrass Festival last year.
Yes, yes. All kinds of fun. And we've got a great space for it.
And the Reggae Festival. Everybody loves the Reggae Festival. I mean, that's probably one of the older festivals that you all host there.
Yes.
Or that have been hosted there.
Right.
Anything else? What kind of programs are you going to offer to families?
Well, we're looking at certainly anything that's related to water. So Drinking Water Week is going to be coming up. There's a Drinking Water Week every year, and we'll do some fun things around that week, maybe some special events down at the space. We're going to look at some summer type, like half day camp type things for students or for kids and families to come down and do.
Send your kids to water treatment camp.
Exactly. Exactly. They'll come home and teach you everything you wanted to know.
That's cool. So What kinds of field trip groups do you get?
Oh, my goodness. Historically, obviously, we didn't have this great museum space. So,
Yeah. So I guess that's probably a brand new thing for you all, too.
It is. So that'll be a whole new experience for our school groups. But we have had many, many, many students come through that space and go into the pump station and into the water tower. And they always are pretty amazed. Everything is so big.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit.
Well, those diesel engines, I mean, what are they, the size of a freight train? I mean, they're pretty.
They're huge.
They're pretty large, aren't they?
They have these huge wheels that weigh about 50,000 pounds apiece.
Holy cats.
So pretty amazing.
And you do scout programs and all kinds of educational activities.
We do.
Now, do you still do the rentals for like weddings and stuff like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you go to the Louisville Water Tower website, you can find out all about the rental rates. And we do indoor and outdoor rental space. And it's a beautiful facility. All the new renovation that's gone on the inside in the Grand Hall area, I think people will be just really amazed at what a beautiful place it is.
And your admission rates are not that bad at all. I mean, I'm looking at $5 for adults, $3 for 6 to 17, and kids under 5 are free. Yeah. And you also have family rates.
We do. We do.
That's amazing.
We want to make sure it's affordable for everyone to come down and see us.
And you've got Saturday and Sunday hours, so the working families can get down there as well. That's always helpful.
Right.
And what else? I mean, obviously, I haven't been there since you renovated. So what else do the listeners and the readers need to know about what's going on down there now?
Well, I think I think people, again, would just be fascinated by the history and the innovation that's happening.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you look at those buildings, the water tower and the pump station that sits directly behind it, those are National Historic Landmarks.
Oh, yeah.
And so just coming down and seeing the architecture is amazing. And
it is beautiful.
It is.
They are beautiful.
We often hear school students come down and say, oh, it's the White House. We're going to the White House. So, I just think that in and of itself is amazing. The statues around the water tower.
That's one of the things you don't really notice from the road or from the river. I've seen it from both sides. But when you get close up and you see all those statues and you're like, wow, this is so much more beautiful and so much more intricate than it looks from, you know, even passing by on the road or passing by on the river.
Right. And there's a whole piece in the museum on the statues themselves, which are completely fascinating.
That's cool.
And, you know, I think that people will just appreciate, honestly, what goes into making drinking water. You know, we turn the faucet on and it's like magic.
It's magic. And it just comes out. And we always assume it's going to be there. But there's actually a lot of infrastructure that has to go into that. That's cool. This is the pumping station, and it pumps it up to Crescent Hill. Is that right?
It does. What happens is we pull water from the river here at Zorn Avenue, where the Waterworks Museum, the Water Tower Park is, and we send it up Zorn in some water mains that are right in the middle of the grassy median area that goes up Zorn Avenue.
Okay.
And we dump it into the reservoir at Crescent Hill. So if you get a chance to go up to the gatehouse and look around like you have with your children, you can see all that water. I mean, I was totally floored the first time I walked up there, and I was like, wow.
It's amazing. It really is. It's kind of intimidating to see that much water moving that fast, because it moves pretty fast too. I mean, they're pumping it through there at a pretty good click.
Right, right.
And it's a good place to go walk with your kids and your family. And it's kind of always been that way. That's kind of how they designed it, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, the forefathers, if you will, of the water company always felt like they wanted the buildings and the spaces to be inviting places that the community could come and hang out. And I mean, if you look at Louisville Water Tower Park, it is a beautiful park-like setting. There's that space.
And right on the river. It's beautiful.
Right. And
beautiful.
You see people out there, you know, throwing frisbees and kicking balls, and it's just amazing.
And it seems like in the summertime, there's a festival every single weekend.
I know.
Every single weekend. I know. Every time you drive by, there's another festival. Now, you mentioned earlier the Keep Louisville Weird Festival.
Oh, the Bi-Local Festival.
The Bi-Local Festival. Yeah. Right. That's one that I haven't. Have you checked that one out before? I have not had a chance to get out there for that yet.
It's actually been out there on the lawns for a few years now. Uh-huh. And last year we took an even bigger role in it with the children's area. And of course, we always have plenty of Louisville Pure Tap flowing out there.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it's fascinating because it's such a cool place. All the local businesses and farmers and all of that bring their wares out to this space and people can come out and buy things locally, which is really great.
That's really cool. Yeah, I'm going to have to put that on my list of things to do this summer.
I don't think you'll be disappointed.
I will not. You know, I think I could probably spend every weekend at the Water Tower and not be disappointed. It looks like you all have some really great events going on. So how long did it take to do the renovations?
It took about 12 months. So pretty much all of 2013, we were under construction.
So has the Visual Arts Association been gone this entire time?
They have.
I really need to get on top of these things.
They moved out around January 2013, and we started renovations right away.
Well, it looks like you've turned it into something really, really cool. I mean, you've got science experiments, you've got history, you've got an actual working pump station.
Right.
That's pretty cool. And festivals on top of that. And beautiful architecture. I could go on and on. What else? What am I missing?
And the Ohio River.
And the Ohio River, of course.
I mean, just standing there and watching things go up and down the river is amazing.
Yeah. And you're right next to a restaurant that I really like.
Sure.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you want people to know about the newly renovated Louisville Water Tower Park?
I just think that, we'd love for folks to come down and see it firsthand, learn about it. There's a great video in the theater that I mentioned before all about what we've done to make this happen, all mm-hmm. the creation of the museum, if you will, in that space. You can actually find it on the LouisvilleWaterTower.com website. So that video is on there.
Neat.
But it's also in our theater, and it's just... If you watch that and you think about what all they did to make this happen, they took 50 layers of paint off the walls in places.
Wow.
You know, they took everything back down to the shell of anything that had been there since the 1930s.
Wow. That's amazing.
All the original wood. I mean,
that's
everything.
That's a lot of work.
Yes, it is.
And there's so much history in this building. You know, I'm reading here on your fun facts. The health problems that we had in the 1830s gave Louisville the dubious distinction Graveyard of the West.
I know.
That was because of all the illness
right.
that was going around because of the untreated water and the untreated sewage and all that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
So this was really, I mean, this is a big piece of, you know, what led to the foundation of our great city.
That's true. That's true. I mean, without safe drinking water, there might not have been any of us around
here. You know, safe drinking water, proper sanitation, and you know, you've got that, you've got the river boats, and you know, there are a few things that really led to the foundation of our city becoming what it is today, and this is really one of the major key players in that.
Right.
So that's pretty impressive. And so tell me about what happened to the water tower in the tornado in 1890.
Oh yes, yes. We've been plagued by some natural disaster problems.
Yeah, you've had a few.
Yes, in 1890, about 30 years after we started pumping water, mm-hmm. a tornado came through, knocked the entire top of the tower over.
Oh man.
Destroyed all the statues.
Oh no.
The original tower was made of wood. So obviously not quite as sturdy as what's there now. So mm-hmm. after that, we had to rebuild, and now we have a metal water tower. Since then.
So it is metal. You know, I was looking at it thinking, is that marble or so it's metal?
Well, if you look at it very closely, if you're standing right next to it, you can uh-huh. tell the tower itself, mm-hmm. that where the standpipe is, mm-hmm. is metal. Everything from the statues down is brick and stone.
Okay. So the base is brick and stone and the rest of it's
right.
metal. Cool. And of course, there was an issue during the 1937 flood.
Right. We did have a problem then, too. We had a little rain.
A little bit
of rain, and it just rained and rained for about 2 weeks straight, and the water kept rising, the river kept rising, and it crested in January 1937, and we had a lot of problems with water in there. We were using electricity by then,
mm-hmm.
but what they did at the water company is pretty amazing. Some of the men that were working in the building at the time figured out a way to bring a barge up to the outside, to the river side of the building.
Wow.
Make some sort of bridge into the building.
Wow.
Use the boiler from the barge, the ship of the barge, and power up the old steam engines to get water pumping again.
Wow. Yeah. That is pretty innovative. Those are the kinds of stories that I love to hear. Like anybody who takes the initiative to come up with a solution to a problem, they probably saved people's lives keeping the water flowing.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate you being here and telling us about all this amazing history and the new space that you've got there. And it is now time for our Friday Funny. So you've got one for us, right?
I do.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. How come male elephants can swim anytime they want.
How come male elephants can swim anytime they want? I don't know. Why?
Because they always have their trunks.
That was a good one. Well, thank you so much, Channa, for being with us today. I really appreciate it. And I just wanted to remind everybody that this podcast was sponsored by Learning RX, two locations in Louisville to train your brain. When you call and you mention the word podcast, you will get $100 off your initial evaluation. So thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.